Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
You debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? I'll tell you, it's great life if you don't weaken. You know, I was reading a couple of things on the internet this morning, and I got a kick out of one of them. It was Timothy Geithner, who's the Treasury Secretary, boy, I can't talk today, who was vowing that the administration would never weaken the U.S. dollar. Now, I ask all of you out there listening, if you're printing money like a drunken sailor, and you have more of something, what does that do? It devalues the value of it, doesn't it? I mean, if something's plentiful, it's worth less than if something is rare. That's all I'm saying about that. So think about it. We've got monopoly money out on the street now today. Prices are skyrocketing. But Timothy Geithner, I think he should maybe get the award for liar of the day, I think. The administration would never weaken the U.S. dollar. It's amazing. These people, it's absolutely amazing to me. These people just have absolutely no conscience whatsoever. But, you know, I think sometimes you have to wonder more about the people who voted to elect B.O. Maybe they're the bigger problem than B.O. and his policies and his cronies and his commie ideas, which is exactly what they are. So look up a definition of communism for those of you out there who are not sure. You know, right out of the playbook of Karl Marx, that's all. Everything that they're doing. I was reading something else. You know, most of the people that I bring on my show talk about stuff related to the United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. And so I was also reading something about Van Jones, who used to be in the White House, and then they tossed him out, I guess, I don't know, maybe in 2009, because the heat was raised a little bit because, you know, he's an avowed communist, and he was one of the he was a 9/11 truther. Anyway, he is now part of this Global Alliance Rights of Nature Network, and they're pushing for Mother Nature to have the same rights as human beings. And they're really going gung-ho on this, and they're going to try to really bring it to fruition in 2012 when they have another Real Earth Summit, just like the one they had back in 1992 when they started to spring this whole sustainable development mantra and agenda on the peoples of the world. So just think about it. If Mother Nature has the same rights as you, John Q. Public, then what does that mean if you decide you want to dig a hole in the dirt? Or you want to pull a leaf off of a tree in your yard, maybe put it between wax paper and a book, like I know we used to do that when we were kids in the fall and that stuff. I mean, you would be harming them, wouldn't you? Would you be allowed to do it? I know those sound like absolutely outrageous examples, and who would ever care whether or not you dug in the dirt, but think about it. Think about the things that they are actually trying to implement here in this country, and the restrictions on your freedom, the restrictions on your property rights, the denial of your property rights, the laws that they are enacting to prevent you from being able to do what you want to do on your own property. So I don't think that having someone claim that you're no longer allowed to dig in the dirt because you're damaging Mother Nature and Mother Nature is equal to you, I don't think that that's outrageous at all. In fact, based upon what I've seen happening and what I know about sustainable development, one of the things that I read in this article that it talked about Van Jones was going to literally change the course of history. And you know what? I agree. If they're able to succeed with this agenda and we're not able to wake up enough people to stop it, they will change the course of history. And we'll turn back the clock and we will all be living in medieval Europe and it'll be like the 15th century and we can all be groveling around in the dark. Won't that be a wonderful thing? The filth and dirt and vermin and everything that existed in the 15th century. Won't that be wonderful? Isn't that what you want for your life and your children and your grandchildren? Don't you want them to grovel around in the dark and filth because we can't damage Mother Earth? We can't use Mother Earth? We can't take advantage of the bounties of Mother Earth? It'll be a wonderful existence, don't you think? I think it'll be a joyous way to live, truly. I mean, who doesn't want to be filthy? Who doesn't want to grovel around for a morsel of food? And what would that food be? What do you think? What would they decide that you were allowed to eat? I mean, they're already into banning all kinds of things, you know. All the food Nazis are already out there on the march. The green shirts, you know, they're just like the brown shirts. They're already out on the march, trying to assault your rights and take away your liberties and take away your freedom and take away your choices. So what do you think you'll be allowed to eat when Van Jones and all the other commies he's associated with succeed at literally changing the course of history? Think about it. That's a good thought, isn't it? Maybe some people will call in today and tell me what it is they think that they're going to be allowed to eat when these commies succeed. And I think we're going to be able to stop them. I'm hoping so. I'm hoping there's enough people out there who have half a brain who realize that being free is a much better way to be than being a slave. So I'm hoping. I'm betting on the DNA that's intrinsic in the American people. So I don't know. Now, I've got a guest that's going to come on after the first break, which will be in a couple minutes. And a real smart lady. Her name is Dr. Rebecca Carley. And she is actually was trained at SUNY Brooklyn, which is the State University of New York. She was a surgeon. She was an ER doc at Kings County Medical Center in Brooklyn. And I'll let her tell you her story when she comes on. But she's got a couple of websites, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases and Dr. Carley, and that's with a C, .com. So I think it'll be real interesting because I think people need to know exactly what it is that's going on out there. A lot of people claim that and believe that their children have been damaged, and we as humans who have been exposed to different vaccines, and let's face it, that's 99% of the population here in this country, not necessarily in a lot of third world people who are in third world nations, but certainly here in the United States and your Western civilized nations have certainly had vaccines since they were infants. So we are going to go to break. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to call into this radio show today, the telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And my website, if you'd like to get in contact with me, is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, I'm always looking for advertisers and sponsors, so if you'd like to advertise on a radio show that redistributes the truth, then please get in contact with me. There's a contact button on my website. So hey, you know what? I'm a truth redistributor, and so are the guests who come on my show, and the truth is what is going to set you free. I guarantee it. I'd like to welcome Dr. Rebecca Carley to my show. Hi, Dr. Carley. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Very busy, but getting the word out. I have my own radio show, but I've been on a lot of other radio shows, one recently where you were on as well.
Yeah.
To try to alert people to the two weapons of mass destruction, which are vaccines.
Let's talk about what else. I know you could hear me when I was giving a little bit of your background. SUNY Brooklyn, you're a surgeon, you were an ER doc. And how did you get involved with identifying that vaccines were actually what you believe to be as dangerous to human beings, Dr. Carley? What happened?
Well, first of all, I left traditional medicine in the early 90s because I was seeing very disturbing things, research fraud, experimentation on people without their knowledge or consent. Kings County Hospital is the busiest trauma center in the country, if not the world. It services a very poor population in Flatbush, Brooklyn, and the things I was seeing were horrific, and I just decided I could not be part of that anymore. And
okay.
I took time off to start a family while I was trying to figure out what I was going to do. And at that point, I knew nothing about vaccines. I had been, you know, brainwashed in medical school. Vaccines are, you know, the best thing since sliced bread. And my son Joey got all his vaccinations and became brain damaged.
Okay.
And that's when I started researching not only what was going on with vaccines, but how, in fact, the damage could be reversed. That's how I developed my protocol that I call the Hippocrates Protocol, which reverses all vaccine-induced diseases, which include all autoimmune diseases, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and pets. And I've now realized that vaccine-induced diseases is the biggest epidemic the world has ever known. You used the word belief. This is not a belief. This is what I know.
Okay.
I've been researching this for 15 years, and the evidence is overwhelming. In fact, you mentioned Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. Of course, this includes depopulation. Ted Turner was recently on C-SPAN in a conference and said population explosion is the world's biggest problem.
And doesn't he have, like, five kids, Dr. Carley, or six kids? I mean, he has several children.
Well, you know, these elites, they put themselves in another category than other people. I don't know exactly how many children he has. But Bill Gates was actually at a conference in January 2010 in Long Beach, California, called the TED 2010 Conference, where he also talked about vaccinations being an excellent way to reduce world population. So the people doing this at the top know exactly what they're doing.
I agree. So, Dr. Carley, I was looking at a lot of the different things that you have on your websites, and your websites are reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarleywithac.com. And you talk about the victims, vaccine-induced diseases. So is it what you think is that vaccines are creating a lot of the diseases such as, well, with autoimmune or, say, your multiple sclerosis, a lot of the neurological disorders that people experience? Do you believe that it's all created, most of it is created, or it's all created because of the vaccines screwing with our immune system?
Well, once again, this is not a belief. If you go to either one of my websites, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com is what I call my Dr. Carly Light site. It's a good place for people to start out.
Okay.
I don't talk about genocide or weapons of mass destruction there. But if you click on the pet page, you will read an article called Science of Vaccine Damage. This is out of the UK. I did not write it. It has 19 scientific references from non-pharma-funded veterinarians that prove what I've been saying for 15 years through experiments that they have done, which were not funded by Big Pharma, which is why they were able to tell the truth. And, in fact, the neurological vaccine-induced diseases include autism, all the different, you know, levels of autism.
Okay.
As you said, MS, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's disease, ADD, ADHD, OCD. I mean, all of these things are caused by the autoimmune attack on the nervous system. The biggest scam out there is all of these different groups that are trying to claim that mercury causes autism. Mercury has nothing to do with autism. Mercury and aluminum cause Alzheimer's disease, but it's actually an autoimmune attack on the nervous system caused by the inoculation of vaccines as well as the tissue cultures that they're grown in, and this is what's causing all of these different problems. It's obvious at this point. In fact,
okay.
In medical school, all of us have to read this book, Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine. This is the book that's used all over the world to study internal medicine, which I now realize is pretty much all vaccine-induced disease. And they talk about something called subacute sclerosing panencephalitis caused by the measles virus. And when you read the explanation of this entity, you realize it is autism. They changed the name to hide the fact that the live measles vaccine is causing autism.
So, you know, and my background is in healthcare too, Dr. Carly, so I realize the pharmaceutical companies fund a lot of these researchers and scientists who are doing all the research on all these different drugs that they put out there and the diseases and that stuff because they make, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars selling drugs to people. I've worked in the ER and I've been there when the pharmaceutical reps are in there and they're buying all kinds of lunches for all of the staff and you get all these little goodies that they hand out, of course, so that they can, you know, talk the doctors into prescribing whatever drug it is they happen to be selling, you know. And let's talk a little bit about how inoculations, you call them the true weapons of mass destruction. Let's talk about do you think it was right from the get-go when they started to say the Jonas Salk vaccine for polio? Do you think right from the get-go there was something in the vaccine? Was it because most of the virus was live that they were giving you? And what do you think it was that specifically did about it? Was there some additive into the vaccine itself, do you think, or just the vaccine itself? Or
it's the introduction of these viruses by injection that causes the autoimmune response.
Okay.
When you're exposed to a virus naturally, whether you're coughed or sneezed on, there's a series of events that occurs which lead to natural immunity, and it starts in the upper respiratory and GI tracts with a very important antibody called secretory IgA. This antibody is necessary in order to properly process the antigen, which all these different viruses, you know, are called antigens. That's just a medical term. In order to lead to natural immunity, which allows you to push the virus out of your body.
Okay.
When you inject the virus into the body, you're actually causing a situation where the secretory IgA is not involved, and so the virus promotes antibody production, and it can't be eliminated from the body. The viruses stay in the body and just continue to produce autoantibodies depending on what tissue culture is used as well. That's very important. All these viruses are grown on tissue culture, and many of them now use aborted fetuses. So if you have a piece of an aborted fetus's nervous system in the vaccine because there's no way to separate the viruses from the tissue antigens, then you're going to develop autoantibodies against that tissue. Those autoantibodies are then going to attack your tissue. So the tissue cultures are very involved. as far as the oral vaccines, like the oral polio vaccine, the reason they finally took that off the market, although Bill Gates is now sending it to third world countries to, you know, decrease the population there through his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the oral viruses actually give you the disease. So no matter how the delivery system works, it's still causing problems.
Okay, okay. Let's talk about your Hippocrates Protocol, because I know the Hippocratic Oath that all doctors always took was to do no harm, even though I believe, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe, didn't they just change that now so that the students in medical school, they would look at the collective, not the individual, in terms of what kind of care they would render to the individual?
Well, I was not aware of that, and if you have any information on that, I would certainly like to have you email that to me, because that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that I had read that several months ago, Dr. Carley, about that they were not going to teach the kids the Hippocratic Oath, or the medical students, I should say, they're not kids, the way they had always done it, that their first allegiance was to the patient and do no harm, and now they were going to consider costs in terms of what they would, how they would treat them, and, you know, just totally this whole socialized medicine, you know, the doctor's removed from the patient and is now in the finance department of the hospital, and it's just, you know, anyway.
Well, let me just say that if people go to drcarley.com, you can read my Hippocriticals, which I wrote a number of years ago, which basically everything they do is harmful. You were talking about the drug pushers, the, you know, pharmaceutical reps coming into the hospital, which happens all the time, but it's much deeper than that. Medical education has been taken over by Big Pharma, and this happened in the early 1900s, which is discussed in a very important book, The Medical Mafia, by Dr. Guylaine Lang Tote from Canada. And she describes how in the early 1900s, the Rockefellers especially, basically, you know, standardized medical education, destroyed all the schools of homeopathy, and became what it is today. When I was in medical school in the early 80s, I had 10 hours of nutrition and 2 years of pharmacology. So doctors learn nothing but pharmacology, and, of course, even the nutrition information is disinformation. You're taught that, you know, vitamin supplements are totally unnecessary and all these other things.
Yeah,
so the medical education itself has been, you know, controlled for all this time, and that's why we're in the situation we're in today. As far as what's happening with things like Obamacare, where they're going to try to force people to have insurance. I haven't had insurance for 15 years. I have excellent insurance on my car. If I get in an accident, which is the only reason I would ever go to the hospital, you know, that'll be covered. I will never get health insurance. I will pay the tax or fee, whatever I have to do, because then people are going to be forced to get things like mammograms, which cause breast cancer. They'll basically dictate to you what you must do in order to keep your insurance. While at the same time, through things like Codex Alimentarius and laws that are now being drafted in every state, it's already been passed in North Carolina, that if you practice homeopathy, herbology, different things like that, you can be charged with a misdemeanor. They tried to make it a felony. Too many people found out and started calling the state legislature. So they decreased it to a misdemeanor. People should be outraged about this. Because, you know, there's natural solutions for everything. In my Hippocrates Protocol, which is the last diagram on my website, the big picture of the protocol is detoxification, for which I use homeopathic remedies, alkalinization, uncorruption of the immune system with natural supplements, as well as natural herbs and supplements, and also homeopathics. For whatever symptoms the person has. Of course, because of what I do, in 2003 when I was living in New York, the medical mafia in New York State went after my license because of a TV show I did. I've never had a complaint against me, even when I was a surgeon. They diagnosed me having a delusion of conspiracy and wanted me to undergo psychiatric drugging, institutionalization, or electroshock therapy. So so I told them they can keep their license, and I'm a teacher now.
Exactly.
So I always explain to people that call me in regards to getting information on a consult. I do not practice medicine. I do not give medical advice.
Dr. Carley, hold that thought. Hang on, because we've got to go to break. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. Hang on, and we will be back in a couple of minutes.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into this show today, my number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And of course, my show, if you want to listen to me on Sundays, I'm heard it on Sundays at noon Eastern time on micro1650am.com. Plus, it's replayed on NetTalk World, and you can hear me via TalkStream Live, plus a podcast of this show, as well as links to Dr. Carley, who is my guest. Her websites will be up on my website. The podcast will be up by tonight, so check back. But links to her websites, if you're interested in going to her websites and finding out more information, please do that. Dr. Carley, when we went to break, you were talking about homeopathy and what was going on in North Carolina, I believe you said, where they now have made the practice of homeopathy a misdemeanor. And, you know, to me that's such a blatant assault on your right to choose what you want to do with your body.
Well, it certainly is. And, of course, the wording of the law is very, very strange and open. it's basically what they're saying is that if you claim to be practicing medicine, which, of course, anybody involved in natural healing would never claim to be practicing medicine, because I'm a medical doctor, which I remain a medical doctor. I have my medical degree despite the license issue. I'm not sure how that's going to work out, and that's why I always make it very clear that I don't practice medicine. I don't give medical advice. I teach people what I would do if I was they, and I have clients all over the world. I don't have to see people to do it. But it's obviously an assault. And, of course, Big Pharma, I think, has more lobbyists in Washington than anybody else. They're basically controlling how people are treated. They invented health insurance to force people into the Big Pharma, Sumerian funnel that leads to death. And it doesn't cover natural therapies, and this is all being done on purpose. In fact, many supplement companies are being bought out by Big Pharma, and then they tweak the supplements to make them either actually do harm or not work, you know, as they should. So have to be very careful and check out, you know, what they're using. I certainly wouldn't be buying supplements from CVS Pharmacy and Walmart and things of that nature.
Dr. Carley, we have a caller which I want to take in a minute, but I want to make another comment to you. Years ago, about 20 years ago, I was working in a nursing home, and, you know, the average patient probably had at least 12 drugs that they were on. And I remember one of the physicians who was coming into the nursing home and was talking about a study they had done that on every nursing home patient's chart every month there was at least 3,000 signatures from the people involved with the care of that patient. And, you know, when you think about all the problems that people have, and they're taking all these different drugs, which this one's supposed to lower your blood pressure, this one's supposed to raise it, this one is supposed to, you know, be a diuretic, this one is supposed to help your heart beat faster, this one's supposed to help your heart beat slower. I mean, everything is interacting. It's like throwing a bunch of different colors of paint into a puddle and then trying to figure out what colors mix, and it's just crazy. And the problems these patients had, you know, these drugs created more problems than they did solve the problems.
Exactly. The most I've ever had a client of mine have, he was taking 25 different drugs. And, of course, that's one of the things I do is teach people how to get off these drugs. Some can be stopped immediately. Some have to be weaned. I suggest everybody listening that's taking any drug, put the name of the drug into any search engine, hyphen side effects, and read what Big Pharma admits to. For example, many of the high blood pressure medications cause memory loss.
Yeah.
Then they diagnose the elderly person with dementia.
And then they give them Aricept or some other drug to fix the dementia, which creates more problems, and then they're falling down. So, you know, it's just... Dr. Carley, do you want to take a call or two?
Sure, I'd love to take calls.
Okay. Let's hook up one of our callers, please. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Steve from Conifer, Colorado.
Hi, Steve. How are you? Do you have a question for Dr. Carley?
Yes. My son, 13-year-old son, just got diagnosed with diabetes 1 about a month ago.
Yeah.
And I'm determined to try to find an alternative way to at least maybe make it so he doesn't have to take as many shots, or if there's any way to eliminate it completely, and I don't know if there is, but I've been researching it a lot, and I wanted to see if she had any ideas on where I could go to find some of that information, or if she has ideas that she could tell me right now that might help out with my son's prognosis.
Well, the fact that he was just diagnosed is excellent, because, of course, the longer people take insulin, it actually shuts down your own pancreas, and eventually he'll need insulin for the rest of his life. My protocol is capable of reversing type 1 diabetes as long as you do what you need to do, so I suggest you call me after the show. My number's on both of my websites. I'll explain to you how I do consults. But, in fact, this is definitely a vaccine-induced disease. The youngest child client I have with diabetes is only 2 years old. I also had a client with autism and type 1 diabetes. So you can imagine trying to stick these autistic children for blood glucose levels, what a horror that would be. All of these autoimmune diseases are due to vaccines. Type 2 diabetes is a chromium deficiency, and in fact, they're now giving insulin even to type 2 diabetics because, like I said, through negative feedback, it causes insulin production to be shut down. So that way they have, you know, a customer for life taking insulin.
Right. Well, I will be happy to contact you. I appreciate your time very much.
Steve, her websites will be up on my website. Actually, they're up there now. So if you go to my website, you'll see Dr. Carley's website. It's drcarley.com, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, Steve, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
God
bless. Dr. Carley, I think we've got another caller. How about another caller?
Sure.
Caller, are you on the line?
Dr. Carley, to repeat the books that she mentioned so that we could research them.
The books that she mentioned?
Yeah, The Medical Mafia, The Medical Mafia by Dr. Guy Lane, G-U-Y-L-A-I-N-E, Langtot, L-A-N-C-T-O-T. I'd also like to mention two other very important books, History and Pathology of Vaccination, written over a century ago. If you go to vaccinefraud.com, the co-host of my radio show, which is also on micro1650am.com, every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m., called What's Ailing America. Unfortunately, I'll never run out of answers to that question, but the co-host of my show, Patrick Jordan, has republished this book, History and Pathology of Vaccination. Very important for people to see that they've known, you know, over a century what vaccines do, yet what are they doing? They keep making more of them. Another very important book is called Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Dr. Harris Coulter. This can be obtained from Think Twice, which is one word, thinktwice.com, one of the best websites to get various vaccine books. But this book, Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality, not only has a lot of information about autism and all kinds of references. I found this book about 5 years ago, and it validated everything I've been saying. However, Dr. Coulter also explains
Dr. Carley, hang on. Hold that thought, Dr. Carley. We have to go to break. Hang on, caller. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Hang on, everybody.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Hey, everybody. everybody. This is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you want to call into this show today, 877-254-7524 is the number. And if you want to reach me, there is a contact button on my website. I'm speaking this morning with Dr. Rebecca Carley. Dr. Carley, your websites are reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarley.com. And, you know, when we went to break, one of the things I wanted to mention, Dr. Carley, and it never made sense to me, I'm a registered nurse by education, and then I had screwed around in law school for a while as well. But, you know, when I was giving patients insulin and they still had some function of their pancreas, and it never made much sense to me, why are we giving a drug that is essentially going to tell the pancreas it doesn't need to work properly anymore? And I never would, you know, I really didn't put a lot of thought in it, obviously, as you have, but it just seemed bizarre to me that we were doing things that would shut down the natural function of one of the body's organs. It just seemed nonsensical.
Well, this is how they make clients for life. And it's true with all the endocrine organs, including people with hypothyroidism, take thyroid hormone that shuts down their thyroid. So this is what they do. You see, in medical school, we're never taught what causes disease. We're taught how to manage disease, and management always involves drugs, surgery, radiation, chemo, etc. And of course, as I said, this is how they create more diseases, because all these drugs have side effects, and then one side effect, you know, leads to another drug, and it just goes on and on and on. And of course, all these different cocktails they're given, they have no clue as to what the combined effect of all of these drugs in any one person is causing.
Oh, no, not at all. And I can tell you, I've taken care of enough patients, and you certainly did as a physician. I've taken enough care of enough patients over the last, I don't know, almost 30 years, that it would be just a mind blower, the different drugs I was giving patients and the different symptomologies they were experiencing. And you know, we're treating symptoms, not the cause, and it just, I don't know, it just, a lot of it never made any sense, but I never delved into it in depth, and, but I think maybe I will now. Dr. Carley, I'm not sure, we may have another caller still on the line. Let's take another caller if we do.
Okay.
Hey, caller, are you there? No, I guess we don't. All right. Dr. Carley, let's talk about, you mentioned Codex Alimentarius. Explain that, if you would, for me, please.
Well, what Codex Alimentarius is, and it's spelled CodexAlimentarius, so you can do a search on that as well. And this is already, you know, happening big time in Europe. But basically, and they've already passed it in this country. I think they're delaying implementation because it's going to wake up a lot of people. What they're trying to do is harmonize medical treatments as well as what we're allowed to eat and what supplements we're allowed to take. Basically, in the big picture, they're trying to make vitamin supplements a prescription item. And, of course, any doctor who writes a prescription for vitamin supplements will lose their license, because
right,
the purpose of the medical profession is to create disease, give drugs that cause more disease, and make all this money for big pharma. And any doctor who steps out of the box, they'll go after their license. So licensing is how they control people. So people have to be aware of these things. As you said, Maggie, this is an assault on our ability to choose the way we want to handle our health. What right does the government have to tell us, you know, what we can and cannot take?
No, they have no right at all. And that's the thing, I think, you know, property rights involves your body. It involves you. It's not just a piece of land. It's not just your car. It's you, and you're your own. You belong to you. You don't belong to the government. And so for other people to believe that they have the right to tell you what you can do or can't do with your own body is absolutely such an outrageous assault. You're a slave. You're a slave then, if this is what they're going to be allowed to do to you, and they can do to you. You are really a slave. You just don't have chains around your ankles to make that so clear to you.
Right. Well, that's why I say we are the land of the free and the home of the slave. And one way they control people, especially children in terms of vaccinations, is schools lie to the parents and say, well, you must get vaccinations in order to go to school. If that were true, I would be homeschooling. But, in fact, there are exemptions available in every state. And the best guide I know about immunization exemptions is called Your Personal Guide to Immunization Exemptions by Grace Gerdwain, G-I-R-D-W-A-I-N. And this book, which is outstanding, can be obtained by calling 800-788-7654 or going to Dorrance, D-O-R-R-A-N-C-E, publishing.com. The reason they lie to parents is because the schools only get federal funding if at least 90% of the children are inoculated with disease. And then, of course, they give them diseases, and especially the neurological vaccine-induced diseases. We have so many schools now that have all these special ed teachers. You know, all these teachers are unnecessary if we stop the vaccinations.
Well, you know, another thought that I have related to that, Dr. Carley, is I think that if this goal of sustainable development is to collapse the system because they need to bring us to our knees so we'll be so malleable to do whatever they want, and they're attacking this country all over the world, but our country especially, from a variety of angles, and so that there, to me, there isn't a rock. These commies, these green commies, haven't. There isn't a rock they haven't crawled under. There isn't a strategy that they haven't, the scheme they haven't devised to achieve their objective. It's just incredible to me how many angles there are to what it is that they're doing. There isn't a stone left unturned as far as I can see.
Well, as the co-host of my show calls it, it's opposite day. Everything has been turned around 180 degrees. The doctors are killing people. The quote-unquote justice system is destroying our rights. Judges are immune, even if corrupt, malicious, or incompetent. Many people don't know that. You know, CPS is taking children out of good homes and allowing abused children to remain where they are. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And that's why it's so dark out there. And in fact, you know, the solution, in my opinion, is to wake up a critical mass of people and make them realize what's really going on. All these terrible things are happening on purpose. All these children in schools, you know, bullies, killing people. This is due to their vaccinations, the drugs that they've then put on, which cause homicide and suicidal ideations.
Dr. Carley, hold that thought. Dr. Carley, hang on. We got to go to break. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, everybody, and we will be right back in about 2 minutes, so hang on.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
everybody. This is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. A podcast of this show, as well as links to Dr. Carley's websites, will be on my website. The podcast is by tonight, and the links are already actually on my website. So if you go and take a look at the podcast tab on my website, you'll find Dr. Carley's links already there. Dr. Carley, we've only got a couple more minutes. Any final thoughts you'd like to add before we have to, we're at the top of the hour and we're out of time?
Yes, I would like to suggest that people go to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. You will find on there a physician's warranty of vaccine safety. This is a document that you can present to your pediatrician, where the pediatrician has to confirm that they are aware of all the ingredients in vaccines, all of the harmful side effects of the vaccines, and that the vaccines given to the child will not harm the child. People have called me and given me amazing experiences that they've had when they do that. The physician runs to the bathroom.
I wouldn't imagine they'd be able to sign it, because
and they'll never sign it, right? So that's
never.
Very important thing you can start with when your pediatrician starts trying to force you to do something to your child, which is always going to harm them. People that get vaccines are always damaged, and how long it takes for the damage to show itself depends on how strong their immune system is and how many vaccine assaults they get.
Yeah, well, you know, it's so clear, I think, Dr. Carley, to a lot of people now that, you know, our healthcare system, there are so many cases and problems that people experience, problems on top of problems, and the problems with kids and the behavior problems and the diagnoses of autism and ADHD, and there's something. There is a connector between all of those things, I think, and I think you've hit the nail on the head with the vaccines being the root of the cause of these different problems, because everyone's been exposed to vaccines, most everyone anyway.
Yes, and in fact, I would also like to suggest another very important thing that people should check out, democracynow.org. Order the show from December 17th, 2010. There were two guests on the show. One of them was a man by the name of James Steele. He wrote an article in Vanity Fair entitled Deadly Medicine. And he exposes how 200,000 people die yearly from their prescription drugs. In my opinion, this is a gross understatement. Why are these doctors not being charged with medically negligent homicide? That's the question people should be asking themselves. And, in fact, they're now actively killing the elderly because, of course, the Medicare Trust Fund doesn't exist. So the simple solution to get them off the dole is to kill them in the hospital. And I've been a patient advocate for many people who, in fact, have been killed in the hospital. It's very clear to me that's what's going on.
Well, I would have to agree with you there, Dr. Carley. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on my show, Dr. Carley. I really appreciate it. Your website's reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarley.com. Thanks so much, Dr. Carley.
And thank you, Maggie, for helping to get the word out. Check things out for yourself, folks.
Okay, thanks. Well, everybody, you know, check out Dr. Carley's websites. This is a smart lady, and she's got a lot of information, and many of you, I'm sure, may want to actually give her a call. Her telephone numbers are on her website as well, so if you want to get in touch with Dr. Carley, that's the way she suggests to do it, because she gets, I don't know, 1,000 emails a day or something like that, so it's impossible for her to follow up on every email. But definitely worth going to her websites, and I suggest you go to my website as well, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And look at the tab on there. I've got a lot of great information. Look at the one entitled Dark Future, UN Agenda 21. You really need to find out what's happening here, everybody. Listen, somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Keep your chin up. Better days are coming. We've got people like Dr. Carley out there fighting for me and you. So hang in there, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Really? You know what Miss Gus said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble. Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain. Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you